sorry, it's good.
Okay, an intermezzo was originally a piece which connected two different parts of something. So, for example, two movements of an opera or something like that. And interestingly, Brahms is actually one of the only people to ever write a solo intermezzo for a piano. But when he got in later life, he got a little lazy, and quite a couple of his intermezzos aren't actually intermezzos, but he just sort of generalised.
Okay, what is Brahms's style?
Brahms's style is like romantic, so it has to be very lyrical and very soft. And also, he disliked all the like very sudden time changes, so all the time changes have to be quite subtle. So, for example, there with all the ritornellos and stuff, so you have to be very subtle with the time changes.
I'm going to give you a chance here to get full marks.
Okay.
Possibly illustrated with the instrumental voice.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
Yes, I can show you.
Do you want to tell me where that is?
I just need to find a good one to use. For example, in bar 52.
Okay.
So I'm going to go from bar 50 to like proper.
Okay, that's fine.
I haven't really completed my read for the Beethoven yet.
Okay, well done. Now, I know you're nervous because you're not playing the Beethoven tune, that's fine. I think you're there, you've just got to get your head sorted.
Yeah.
Okay, my only concern is that it's over 8 minutes, so I don't think that'll be a problem.
Okay.
It shouldn't be a problem, but they commented last year that they didn't like too many recitals overran.
Okay.
But I think, so just... I don't think it would affect your marks, but just be aware, because it's 7 to 8 minutes, and I know you stopped, but you're sort of getting to the 9 to 10 minutes, so missed that little bit there. What I've suggested is that I'm going to have the piano's being tuned again on Wednesday,
okay.
It needs to be tuned again on the day. In the Brahms, could you be a bit more sweeter?
Yeah.
Because I just had a quick listen to a couple before I came in.
Mm-hmm.
And your biggest issue is your page turns.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it off by heart, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have copies of the music.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a recital, you wouldn't have... You cannot just use the book.
Yeah. I can actually do the Beethoven off by heart, but so I could always do that.
But whatever, because you need the music for reference, which is fine, but you cannot have those noisy page turns.
I'll photocopy the music.
I would photocopy it, or even you can put it in like the plastic books, you know, they've got plastic wallets, and so when you're turning it, it's quieter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, this is a slight exaggeration, but not too much, because you'll hear it on the recording.
It kind of ruins the sound. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I'd like you to play your recording. It'll be on the audio boom account. I'll give you all the link over tomorrow. When's your next piano lesson?
Today.
Right, okay. So I will send you the link later today.
Okay.
So if you can sort of take it, have it on your phone or doing it on an iPad or computer or whatever, so you can play it to him. I don't think the time issue will be... I'm just throwing it out there. Okay. So in order to counteract that, you just need to go and perform your socks off, as they say. And it's all about your head now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a huge improvement to where you were.
Thank you.
Because you're going for the top marks, because the piano's not shaking now when you play the Beethoven.
Yeah.
And it's much closer to what I've just listened to. But I think your page turns, okay, and if I've got to sort the music out, it's all over the shop.
Yeah, definitely going to do that. And I need to re-photocopy it as well.
That was, yeah, absolutely.
I did actually Do it for Wednesday.
65. So potentially, at the moment, 65 out of 80. Mm-hmm. So your duet has got to be equally as stylistic and good. And, of course, I need the copy of the duet music handy today
Yeah, I've got the duet with me, so that should be fine.
All right. So can you go and sort on the key this right at the back of it? So you can have that, I've written on the back, talk about the comments with your teacher,
okay.
Go from there.